anyone have phone, please turn it off or turn it to the airplane mode, please. And then you can sit comfortably, relaxingly with your head, neck, and the spine straight upright, naturally perpendicular to the ground. Balance your shoulder, come back to your breathing, and bring your mind back to your body fully, 100% at the present moment, here and now. Dear everyone, tonight is the 21st of June 2017, and we are still on the first day of Body Mind Purification Retreat at the SAC 4 International Meditation Center in Hawaii. Tonight we were talking about the law, the number 3 law, and the one we had to update it, so we can master that before we can do anything else. And this morning we already see about many applications of the number 3 law. So where that law come from, right? Now we can go either way. We go backward or we go forward. Backward, that means we go from the present, from now. And forward, that means we go from the origin, okay? From the backward, we think that right now we had a body, right? To maintain our body, we need to have at least 3 components in our food. That means the carbohydrate, protein, and the lipid, the fat. If we don't have all 3 together in our meal, okay, we will have deficiency and we have the imbalance and the sickness or the illness. Okay? Even though we have it, but it's not at the same time in the same meal. Okay, we may say, okay, today we eat all carbohydrate, tomorrow we eat all protein, and the next day we eat all lipid. Okay, within 1 week, it's okay. But if we continue 1 week, for each one, this week we eat carbohydrate only, nothing else, and the next week we eat protein only, and the following week we eat lipid only, we will have a problem. Alright? So that at the present moment when we are the adult, okay, very mature, and all our system, okay, work very well, we still need to have 3 main calories, the growth calorie to maintain our body. Go back a little bit when we still in our mother womb. We cannot eat by ourselves, so the mother had to eat for us. The same thing. In the womb, in the placenta, the pregnancy divides in 3 sections, 3 sub-cycles. And each sub-cycle is about 3 months, right? We call the first one, the second one, and the third one. So the same thing, in the pregnancy, if the mother not eat correctly at the first cycle of the pregnancy, the baby will be aborted. That means, okay, we miscarried. Okay? If the mother not eat correctly the 3 components of this one during the second cycle of the pregnancy, the baby be born will be, maybe they have what they call them, a very serious deformation of the organ or the system, right? Sometimes they have a miscarry too. If the mother had a problem eating enough or 3 of this one in the third cycle of the pregnancy, usually they had a problem with the ear canal. They had a problem with the heart, so the second and the third valve, okay, it not work properly, or the hole between the left and the right heart, okay, it not close after the first few months after birth. See, so that way, even though when we are in the womb of the mother, we cannot eat, the mother has to eat enough and right component, right ratio of all three of that one. We cannot say the first cycle, okay, so poor, we're not prepared for the pregnancy, so we eat our carbohydrate. For the second cycle, okay, we improve it, so we add a little bit protein. And the last 3 months, okay, we can add more lipid. No, we cannot do that, you see. So that's why even though we eat almost very healthy, but some doctor and they still ask the mother to use the prenatal vitamin with some important essential amino acid and essential lipid. That's why we can prevent on the problem on the newborn baby. And then if we go backward a little bit before or at the beginning of entering into this life, at the Buddha taught we should have three components come together at the right time. What is that? The energy, that means we call that the middle body. Okay, the middle body, that is the energy body. We have no form, no sound, no form. We just the frequency of energy moving freely in the universe only. And then we have the positive energy represent for the male and the man. And we have the negative energy that represent for female or for women. Three that component, okay, three that component, okay, is still present in the society or in the universe. But if that three component, men, women, and the energy live separately, okay, not come together, we don't have fertility, right? We don't have the pregnancy. So the same thing for the animal. If the male and the female live separately, okay, and the energy from the mid energy, the middle energy is still there, but three components separately in existence, it never have the pregnancy or the coming life. So three of that component had come together at the right time. So, and then it become the fertilized egg. And from that one, it create the new life. So if we go backward a little bit, where the middle energy come from? Where the middle energy come from? The middle energy are the positive energy, the negative energy are that always exist in the universe, in the air. So each of them travel in the air, in the emptiness, like the waveform, the signal. Especially the what we call the middle energy body. It came from the combination of three separate energy. What is that? We used to say the three poison, right? The three poison in the sutra. That is illusion, greedy, and aversion or hatred. What is illusion? Illusion because we with a thought that this body is the real one, right? This body is the permanent one. From that illusion, we become first lie or this lie. That means we have a differentiation or discrimination. Whatever we lie, we have a tendency to cling to that, grasp to that, right? Whatever we don't like, we have a tendency to push it away. So from the lie and dislike, it becomes clinging, grasping attachment. From the dislike, it becomes stay away, prevent it, and aversion, hatred. So if it have the average, we don't call that the greedy or hatred, right? But because we never know contentment enough. Why is that? Because one of the basic laws in the universe is everything changing continually. And we used to use another term, is impermanent, right? Impermanent. I'm not using the term impermanent here because, again, we get stuck to the term and we use it in the incorrect way. When you have a terrible illness, sickness, okay, you cannot get up, you'll be bedridden for a long time, and all of a sudden you'll be healthy, okay, you get up, you never say impermanent. You're on the stay up very poor, have no money, have no job, and all of a sudden, okay, you get the lotto with $100 million, you never say impermanent, right? But your high position, you make $1 million a year, and all of a sudden, and you lost your job. Or you have $1 million house, all of a sudden, okay, you have a tornado, or earthquake, and it crashed down, and you say impermanent, right? So you use impermanent in the negative meaning only. You never use in a positive meaning. If we don't have impermanent, how can we form the very small baby to grow up now? Right? So that's why I don't use the impermanent term. I use the changing. That is the basic universal law. It has no negative or positive meaning. But we used to use that term in the negative meaning. So that is incorrect. So the basic law of the universe, so everything changing continually all the time. So when we had the illusion of this body is the real one, this body is permanent. So we try to find something to prove for that, to build it, to maintain it. So we had to cling to whatever we like, right? And the more we cling to that, we attach to that, grasping to that, the more we think that's real, and then we just grab it more, cling it to more, attach to more. And then when we don't know how enough is enough, we don't have a contentment, we never know enough, and then we just want more and more and more. When we try to grab it more, it's not fulfill our desire yet, and impermanent is changing, so it disappears. So that's why we never satisfy what we want and we feel disappointed, right? At the first level, disappointed. But and then the more we want, the more we don't have. The more we want, the more we don't have. Why is that? You think, look at the nature. For example, you had a tree or the flower, right? You had a flower. You see the flower is so beautiful. If you just leave it there and you just take a look at that, observe that and appreciate that, because you know tomorrow it may no longer be there, right? So it may be okay. But if you see the flower so beautiful and you try to grab it, you pull it towards you, right? The more you pull it towards you, the opposite force will pull it out. You see that, right? The more you pull it in, the other opposite force will pull it out. So that's why the more you cling to that, the more you attach to that, the more you grasping, the more you want, the more it going away, opposite what you want. So that's why you feel disappointed more when you really want more. You get angry more when you want more. So all that, it just come to your life. And the other thing, when we see something you don't like it, you try to stay away. You want to put it away. The more you stay away, the more you push away. Okay, the opposite thought will put to you. So whatever you don't want, it comes to you more often. You see? So The suffering, the Buddha said, we have a basic suffering, and the one we want, we don't have, right? The one we don't want, we always have it. So that is two basic ones. So the illusion and the grasping, the dislike, the aversion, three of that, it just cling together. It just grab together, and it become the energy of the middle energy body. You see, if we have only one illusion energy, it's not enough to create the middle energy body. If we just attach a little bit, we not become really greedy. We may not have the lower rim like that. For example, the bodhisattva, right? Anyone manifest in this life, you need to have a three component of illusion, greedy, and aversion or hatred. Like us, we may have a lot of illusion and more greedy when we not know how to learn about the let go or contentment, right? So we suffer more. Now we learn impermanent, we learn everything temporary, and we learn how to let go, we learn how to be content, we live happily, right? Much happier. The same thing like the bodhisattva, because the bodhisattva still want to help people. They still think the life, even though they know it's not really permanent, and the sentient being, it's not the real one. But they still see some or a lot of sentient beings suffer. So that's why they still want to come back here to help. You see, they still want to come back here to help. With that thought arise, with the thinking of still have the universe, still have the sentient being suffering, still want to help them, so that's why they manifest here. But if they don't want, okay, they drew ties of this universe, this planet, and all the sentient beings. They just totally eradicate the thought. That means they will get to the stage of liberation like the Arahant or the Buddha in the Nirvana. You see? But anyone want to manifest here, still need to have a three component, very gross or very subtle, but still need to have illusion, clinging, and aversion, or dislike, or lie. I can say very minimal, like illusion and lie or dislike, right? So that three component, again, at first, it's just the signal, the wave form moving through the universe freely. But and then when this one come together with the male or the positive energy, the female and the negative energy, when the male and female come together, the law of attraction, you see, boom, it will be stronger than the third one, it extract the third one. When we have the battery, have a positive and negative, if we live separate, no problem, right? But if we have the connection, the bowl or something in the middle, we connect and the light coming out. When the positive like the cloud and the negative like the ground, it's so far away, it's no problem. But when it come close, what happened? The light coming out, the thunderstorm coming out, you see? So from that, especially come back here in our situation, with the middle energy body, we have a no form, right? We have a no form. And the male energy, that is man, and the female with the negative energy, and two come together, it will extract the middle energy body in, and it becomes the fertilized egg, you see? And when the fertilized egg growing up, it needs to have are the nutrition to support for that. And that thing we look through. Now we look a little bit more careful. We will see in our body, again, we have four base elements to form that one. Not only our body, everything in this universe be formed by four basic elements. To our body, what is the solid one? The hair, the bone, the skin, the organ, right? That is the solid one. What is the liquid? The tear, the saliva, the blood, the urine, the sweat, right? What is the air or the gas? The air we're breathing in and out, the air moving in our bloodstream between the cell. What is the energy or the heat? The body temperature, consciousness, right? And the Buddha nature. So we can think that way, or we can divide it into three different components. Right? We can divide it in three different components, follow the law. The number three, the first component is very gross material. We can touch, we can see, we can measure. That is the solid and the liquid, right? For example, our body, we can touch, we can see, and we can scale it. We can put on the balance to see how much we weigh, right? So that is the first type of material, very gross, very bold. The second type of the material is kind of minor substance. We cannot see, but we can feel. Okay? We cannot measure by the regular equipment, but we have to use the special equipment to measure. Like what? Like the air we're breathing in and out. We cannot see it, right? We cannot touch it, but we can feel it, right? So we cannot measure by anything else. We can measure with the medical equipment only. Or the body temperature, you cannot see it, right? You cannot see, you may feel it, but you cannot see it. And again, we cannot measure with the normal equipment. We have to use the thermostat to measure it, right? And the third group that we call the non-matter, the no material. This one we cannot see, we cannot feel, we cannot touch, we cannot measure. The first one like our consciousness, right? Our consciousness. We can see that, right? We can feel that. But that's the rough one. But the very subtle one, like ability to aware, right? Your thought, you can think anything in there. Nobody know how to read your mind unless that's the say, right? They have the supernatural power, so they can read your mind. But no one can read your mind. No one can see your thought. And that is when we still at the human being. When we practice better, we stop on the running thought. Okay? At that moment, we enter into the state of Arahant or Nirvana. If we can maintain forever, continually, no thoughts arising, totally flustered, right? We will enter forever permanent Nirvana, even though the Buddha still cannot identify us where we are, because we would enter that, and in that space, all will be the same, right? All will be the same. So it's not discrimination, it's not different. So even though the Buddha is still in that space, right? Many, many different Buddhas still in that space, what we call Nirvana, okay? So in that state, nothing can discover, can differentiate, see? So that the whole body of us now, we have a three different groups, okay? Three different groups. So that is what we call the rule under number three law. We look at the other direction. with the form of our body, with our form of our body, like we just said, we had the three roots. The first root is a very gross material, the one we can see, can touch, can measure. That is the solid and the liquid, right? So in that root, it divided by three, and the liquid comprise 2/3 of that, and 1/3 is the solid. That means if we weigh 60 kilograms, 125 pounds, right? 2/3 of that, that means about 80 or 85 pounds of our body weight is just water, and 1/3 is the solid, like the bone, the muscle. See, so that's the number three law too. And then if we look carefully, okay, the majority of our body comprised by the water. So what did the water really mean? The water have the chemical structure is one oxygen and two hydrogen. So it is comprised by three atoms. You see, by three atoms. And now we take the majority atom in this molecule to see what really the hydrogen in here. The hydrogen is the smallest atom in that it have a three component. In the middle it have a one neutron, that is no charge. And next to that we have the proton, the net positive charge. And surrounding that they one electron with the negative charge. You see? So in the old time, the physics say this is the smallest particle in the universe. But nowadays, okay, they no longer think this is the smallest particle in the earth, in the universe. Now they can find out when it moves faster, it becomes the waveform. Right? In the waveform. So that's when they call the wave particle. When it vibrates quickly, it becomes the waveform. When it vibrates slower, it becomes the particle, right? And slower, it becomes the molecule, and many molecules combined between the whole molecule, the whole a cell, and many cells combined with an organ, many organs become the system. And many systems come together, come the human body or the animal body. See? So that's why we see the number three law, okay, is that from the very, very subtle, very origin at the one illusion, get to the lie that is greedy and the dislike, hatred or aversion. And continually that chain just keep going out, and grasping more and more from the no form become form. You see, from the no form become form. And if we look at the reality, we will see that our body, the same thing, because it be compiled from that origin. So the biology divide the human body into three components. The first one is the head, right? The second part is the body, and the third part is the extremity. That means the hand and the leg, the arm and the leg. And then if we look at the head, it divided by three sections too. From the middle of the eye, about the eyebrow, to the top of the head, that is one part. From the top of the head to the bottom of the nose, that is the middle part. And from the lower point of the nose to the chin, that is the third part. You see? The same thing in the body. From the shoulder to the chest cavity, that is the top. From the chest cavity to the umbilical cord, that is the middle. And from the umbilical cord to the bottom, that is the last one. The arm, It have three sections too. The first one, the second one, and the third one. The leg have three components. One is the thigh, one is the calf, and one is the feet. If we look closer, the hand, we see it divided by three components. The one, and the two, and the three are the finger. The same thing for the feet, okay? The heel, the bottom, and the toe. And if we look closer, we see every finger and every toe, it have three tiny bones in there. You see? So from the very tiny illusion, just a thought arrive, it leads to the combination of three come to one, three come to one, three come to one, and it manifests like the human body, from the bone structure to the whole body form. So that's why if we don't know this law, and if we don't know how to get out this law, we get stuck in here. Right? So that's why for the first 3 days, we had to learn how to follow that, master that, and then we can get out of that. Alright? And after we get out, look like when we very young, we had to go to the kindergarten, we had to learn, we had to master all the kindergarten, and then we get into the first grade, right? So we get into what we call, and we have a middle school and middle high and a high school, right? So we want to get in there until we master and we can graduate and we pass that level to go up to the higher level. So the number three law are the most important one, the most basic one. For the first 3 days, we had to learn and master that. At the end of the third night, okay, we will have a test. We had a test. And if we can pass that examination, pass that test, and we graduate and we go to the next one, that means we get to the cycle 7 on the number 7 law. And that's the one of the most important. That's why you see the Buddha manifest everything in the 7th cycle. You see, everything in the 7th cycle. And not only the human being in the form, when we out of the body, the energy, what we call the dead people, still had to follow that law. Okay, so we will talk about that later on. So now, and you have a sense, and you understand why we had to follow, why we had to learn to master the number three law. And if we not know how to practice correctly, we not know how to master that, we cannot graduate, cannot pass the exam on the third night. All right? So that is the first thing we discussed tonight. Okay, so and then the next one, the same thing. For the first 3 days, we need to help clean up our body in three major systems. The first one, we had to help clean up the digestive system. This is the most dirty in our body. Right, this is the most dirty in our body. But luckily, it's very short, only about 13 to maximum 15 meters. Alright? And it's big, so it's easy to get it out. And then it also, it has the opening at the bottom. So the Earth's gravity will help us pull it out. We just need to know what to do. Because when we put it in on the top, it has three different directions to go. Again, the law number three. It has only three directions to go. One, going up backward. That means return. This is the most difficult way, right? Because it goes against the gravity. So that's why we see that not happen a lot. The second way, go aside. So that means it has to pass through the border, the intestinal wall, to get into the bloodstream. And the third direction, going down. Which one is the easiest way? Going down. You see, because it's short, it open, it big. So going down is the easiest way. But you see, if we not know, if we not practice correctly, you see, okay, it's not going out. Because I told you this morning about the clinging, especially for the women, right, for the female. So all that in mind, it keep it, hold it back, even though it is a dirty stuff, it is on the strap. So that's why we think, even though the easiest one, the easiest way, if we don't know how to identify and how to support that, it's still very difficult to get out. And what is the second way, passing through the border? This border very thin, okay, very thin, and it's very dangerous because on the other side of the border, that is the circulation system, the blood circulation, that is the poor, the cleanest in our body. During the normal daily life, we have the food, the nutrition input every day. So when it passed through the border, it have a competitive, okay, it have a competitive. So they will let the nutrition pass through more and faster than the toxic substance, all right? But during this time, we have a no nutrition, only the dirty substance and the toxic substance we want to get rid of. We just provide most of what we provide, just the very essential energy, the life force, the vitamin, the mineral only. Very minimal the carbohydrate, the protein, or the lipid. See, so that's why the basic law in the universe, from the high go down to the low, from the many go to the left, right? That is the basic, what we call that, the connection, right? When you have the water or whatever from the higher level, it go down to the lower level free, easily, and it may create, may give out more energy. But when you go backward from the lower to the high, you need to have energy, right? And the same thing like this, a lot, the more go down to the less, that is the natural death. So normally, when we hungry, the nutrition in our bloodstream low. So that's why when we eat, the nutrition in this side higher, so it can pass through to get into the bloodstream. When we eat enough, right, the nutrition get into the bloodstream high enough, even though the food still very delicious, very good, we still cannot eat more, right? Little bit okay, but cannot eat much because the gradient is now it opposite. You see, when the gradient on this side higher than the bloodstream is going through, see? So the same thing now we think about the toxic substance on this side all the way higher than in the bloodstream. So automatically every day it will go through. But during the normal day activity, we had the food competitive with that. So the nutrition of food will pass through the border many more times than the toxic substance. But during this time, not much nutrition. So the toxic substance free to go through the border, no one to compete to that. See, so that's why we have to be careful, and that's why we remind you to eliminate out minimum 3 times per day. You say 3 times per day. Otherwise, the dirty substance, the toxic substance in here will pass through the border to get into the bloodstream. And from tonight to all day tomorrow, maybe some of you, not all, will have a very severe headache, very tired, very painful in the joint or the muscle. Why is that? Because the toxic substance inside of our body starts to dump it out. It starts to dump it out. Normally when we have outside in, so it just put somewhere, everywhere it can put in there. For example, when you see on sale, right? When you see on sale, you buy more than what you need, right? You buy more than what you need. And every time, okay, you just have a 1-2 bag. It's not too much, right? You can carry it easy. And when you bring home, you put in the storage, you put in a closet. But after that, the closet is full, right? And the storage full too. So when you put in the aisle, right? In the garage or wherever you can put, you still don't see much. And then, okay, if you still love to buy on sale, right? Okay, and you buy more. And finally, okay, you have no room. You have no room to keep it. And then when you had to move, you had to pack it, right? You had to pack it and you pull it all out. You say, oh my goodness, where all that stuff coming out, right? When you bring it in just a little bit, one at a time, you don't see it much. But when you pack it and to move, get it out, you see it a lot, right? Overwhelming. The other example, like every day you clean your room or your house, or maybe every other day, you don't see much trap or the dirt, right? But your house is still clean. But if you prepare for festival, the New Year, or the Thanksgiving, the Christmas, you spend 2 or 3 days. You want to clean up your room or your house from the top to the bottom, in the closet, in the cupboard, everything you pull out, right? At that time, you see, oh my goodness, where on the dust or under the trash, right? During the time of cleanup, you see it's very nasty, messy, dirty. And if you're scary and you stop, can you clean it? No, you had to continue to clean it, right? You had to continue to pull it out, and then you clean it, and then after that, you reorganize it. And after you finish the cleansing process, the house or the room become cleaner, become more organized, right? But during the time you cleanse up, okay, it's very dirty, very messy. So that's what happens to our body from tomorrow, okay? From tomorrow. Today is the first day. It's not really sure we will go forward or backward. Because someone will withdraw, you know, so that's why it's not really sure. But from tomorrow, it know for sure, okay, you already passed the first day and you may determine stronger than the other one to withdraw, to run away. So, and then why not going to the third day? The third day is the final day of the law number 3, you see? So that's why, okay, the middle, the number 2. So tomorrow is the main day for that. And some people, okay, they can pass the second day, but and then the third day, they're not sure that, okay, you can continue. They cannot wait because you may change your mind. Okay, so that's why you try to dump out as much as possible the trap, the toxic substance. So tomorrow is the most important day, the most dangerous. You feel, some people feel terrible headache, painful in the joy. You feel nausea, vomiting, something like that. I just give you the warning, but not scary, okay? Not many people, maximum about 10%. Maximum 10% of the group, all right? So not everyone. Yeah, if they come out early, okay, so if we know that we're not scary because we are in the process of cleaning, right? So all of the trash coming out, so we just try to eliminate it faster, and then, okay, the trash will have less in our home, right? Yeah, so that's why we need to follow the number 3 law. Just try to eliminate through this way, through the number 2, right? Through the bowel movement as much possible. That is the first route. The second route, that means through what? Through the circulation system, right? In our blood. How can we get rid of that? How can we get rid of that? 2 ways. Okay, 2 ways. Again, the going down, all the way easier, right? By which way? Urination, right? Urination. The aside, by which way? Sweating. See, that's why we need to exercise. See, we need to do all the exercise, the movement. Also, remember, in our bloodstream, we have 2 ways. The outer way, that means the artery and the capillary. That is the red blood, the one carry the nutrition, the oxygen, all the good thing out. That one had the support by the pump. first that the heart, right? And it also had the support from the Earth's gravity. But the other direction, the return, the vein, right? The vein, that's the direction carry all the dirty stuff, the black or the dark color. And it go again the Earth's gravity, and it have no pump support. So if we not practice, we not exercise, no way to help clean it up. That's why people not exercise. Okay, they have the very core, they have arthritis, they have all kind of problem. Because only exercise, the muscle contraction, that is the only way to help the vein system to put the blood flow, all right? So if you not exercise when you feel tired and you lay down, you will have terrible symptoms, headache and pain. You need to move, you need to practice more, and you need to drink more water. Eliminate through the urine, sweat it out, okay? Because that is a way to get rid more toxic substance in the venous system, okay? And then the other thing, when you not exercise, you cannot eliminate or you cannot get out the internal energy because all are stored in the muscle or in the fat tissue, okay? Only way we exercise, so it will burn out the fat, it will push out the sugar in our muscle out to supply internal energy for you, all right? If we not exercise, we don't have internal energy, cannot eliminate the toxic substance out, so we can feel tired and we lay down. Okay, the symptom, it become more terrible. But and then if we understand when we feel tired, okay, exercise more, we have more energy coming out, we have more toxic substance coming out, and we feel lighter, better. All right, and the third system we clean up in the first 3 days is the neural system, the nerve, by relaxation at the noontime, by sitting meditation when we sit up in the afternoon. Because when we under stress, when we concentrate too much, or when we out of balance, it will block the signal, right? It will block the signal flow, so that's why we have a pain. And it contract on the blood vessel, it contract on the muscle. So with tense, with pain, with tired, something like that. So the three main systems we need to clean up for the first 3 days is the digest system, circulation system, and nervous system. Remember that, as I told you, we will need to go back in this one many, many times. And in the A4 part, right, the first one is what? Dry view, right? Dry view. That is very important because we had a wrong concept. And the first one, we got problem because illusion. That is the one to lead us to the law number 3, right? And then it takes we ever in the birth and death cycle and the suffering. So whatever we practice, it looks like we come back like we are the baby. You see why we had to learn how to breathe by the belly. Why we had to learn to eat the liquid? Because when we first born, we cannot eat the solid, right? Even though they give us the cup, we cannot bring the cup to drink. We had to go out, suck and chew, right? We will learn, we will explain about that, how to connect the energy circuit, how to save your energy, how for the body to unify, etc. by that way. So we had to go back from the basic level, like the baby, to reset the correct ways of life. And once of that, go back to think about our body be compiled by 3 groups of material, right? One the very gross one, and one the subtle one, and one in non-material. We're talking about that. In the very gross material, remember, 2/3 of our body weight is the water, the liquid. Look at the nature. When you see the current, the flow of the liquid, if it flows normally or fast, we will have the clear water, right? But that clear water, when it slows down, the current becomes slowed down, slowed down, and slowed down. What happened? the mold, the algae, and all the aquatic creature, the leaf, the trash, the mud, the sand. And finally, it becomes the mud pond or the trash dump. You see? But the current out there is slowed down, but surrounding that still had the wind, still had the open air, very big, very strong. But look at the liquid flow in our body. It's not the big open air. It's in the small pipe. The big one, the size smaller than the chopstick. The big one in our body, the size smaller than the tip of the chopstick. That means it's only about 5 millimeters, right? And the smallest one, like your hair, maybe thinner than your hair. And it's not only a few feet or a yard, 180 kilometers. So 180 kilometers, that's about 100 miles. Okay, more than 100 miles. It's not straight, you see, it's not straight. It zigzag, see, and it's not free. It be stuck between the muscle layer, you see. So it's very small, it's very long, and get stuck between that. So what happened when it not move, it not flow correctly? That's why I told you the most important or the most common disease now. Not created by the toxic substance, it created by the main thing we eat every day. The one very important for the, our daily life. The carbohydrate, that is the main energy for our body. See, the lipid, the fat is very important to combine the cell to protect our skin or the organ or the hormone created by that one. But when it slow down, it not transport. It's not delivery to the destination. It gets stuck on the freeway. You see? It creates a problem. So when the current slows down, the bad become worse. The good become bad. On the other hand, when the current become faster, right? The bad become good. The good become better. See? Now you have the garbage coming out, right? The dumpster, the waste coming out. But if it slow down, you will see on the dirty smell, right? Bad odor. But when you let the current flow faster, and you feel fine, right? And that is the liquid. Thinking about the air, the same thing. You see the open air here, right? On the sudden we block it, but here's still better than in the trailer. Right? Because the trailer, we have more stuff and we have a less window, so the air cannot move. When the air cannot move freely, what happens? You feel hot, you feel uncomfortable, you feel moisture, and then the mold coming out. You see? So when it becomes the current, when the current slow down, it go down from the invisible down to the visible. When it's going fast, it goes backward, right? When it's going fast, it goes backward. So that's why whatever we practice now, okay, we try to go backward, okay? And when we change it, this direction, okay, it will become lighter. And the more lighter, the more it's going up, the more it's spreading out. Like, for example, if you had a candle, right? If you have a candle, you leave it there for a while, candle will disappear. That means it's green, right? It melt out. But if we want to facilitate, to make it faster, we burn it, right? When we burn it, that means we provide more energy. The candle will melt out the liquid. The candle will have the smoke and the gas coming out, and it will have the heat. The flame, all the heat, the flame, the gas, the moisture is going up, right? It's not going down. And the more it's going up, the more it's spread out in the bigger area. See? So the same thing like the water. When we boil it up, right? We facilitate it fast. Normally, it's still vaporized, right? But when we increase the energy, we heat it up, we see it vaporize faster. The steam and then the moisture and the heat, okay, just keep going up and go. And the higher it go, the more it spreads out. So when we doing that, we think, okay, our physical body become lighter, right? Become lighter. And our spiritual body become bigger, stronger. That's why the way we nourish our body, we try to minimize the solid food. You see, we not only try to minimize the solid, we use more liquid, right? We do the exercise, we try to breathe deeper, more oxygen, more fresh air, more the outdoor activity so we can get energy. When we eat the food, we try to eat mindfully, slowly, so you can absorb the smell, the taste, color, and we eat in the mindful way, in the peaceful way, in a happy way. So we use all the higher level of energy, so that why in our body, the physical body, okay, it becomes lighter. But on the headquarter, the mind and the spiritual body, it becomes stronger and it becomes lighter, it becomes bigger. That's the principle we practice now. And that I told you, okay, not only one lifetime, and it's not only for the physical, because sooner or later, even though we can try to maintain it in a good shape, right, you still can maintain maximum 30 or 50 years. After that, you still have to return it. But the psychological and the spiritual body, you can maintain it, you can carry on for the next life. Right, so that's why we need to know which one is the temporary and which one for the long term, and we need to know it and to take good care of that one. All right, so that is something we keep in mind, so we know the way we need to practice. And again, not only the physical level, we need to look inner, right, inward, to see all the thoughts arise. And know how to find out our master, our owner, and try to live harmoniously with that. So whatever the boss keep on the order, the slaver in the physical body had to follow that, right? And you see, this afternoon when we practice the Tai Chi, the bowing, etc., the boss keep the order, but the slaver, right? The worker not follow that. And if the external, it very obviously, very easily to identify and to correct. But if we cannot identify and change or correct, how can we change inside, right? How can we change from the subtle level? And then how can we correct the thought in our mind? We have a lot of the wrong view. From tomorrow, we will learn more about that, and then we can have an opportunity to practice more, to identify it, to change it. Make sure, okay, you bring more lactate and more alkali, and then before go to bed, make sure you have bowel movement on the urination. And again, just before go to bed, okay, take the whole cup of water, because during the night tonight, it still need to have the water to flow around, clean up the body. All right, don't worry about it. Wake up in the middle of night, you go to the toilet. Maybe not, but it still needs to have the water run through your system to clean up the toxic, the dirty substance. All right? All right, if you don't have any questions, so please come back to your breathing. Sit upright, balancedly, comfortably, relaxingly. Bring your mind back to your body fully 100%. And we listen to the sound of the bell, and we transfer the merits and on the knowledge, on the good energy, good stuff we already learned today to all the sentient beings. May all beings be happy. May our being be peaceful. May our being share the truth. May our being share the Dharma. May our being share our merit. May our being always living in the happiness, peace, harmony. May our being soon eradicate the suffering and the end of the birth and death cycle. May our being be liberated, liberated, liberated soon.